1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frakehouse. Good morning, Southwest Michigan. Happy Wednesday. We're off to a solid start here. I'm seeing a lot of talk on social media about this whole 100 men versus a gorilla thing. And I find this really funny. I think this started with the YouTuber, Mr. Beast, you know, the influencer, Mr. Beast, like trying to figure out who would win in a fight, 100 men versus one gorilla. And one of University of Michigan's greatest alumni has shared his thoughts on this concept. I'm talking about Big Papa Pump, Scott Steiner. He's a former professional wrestler, one half of the Steiner brothers. And if you're a wrestling fan, you know about the infamous Steiner Math promo, which if you've never seen or don't know what I'm talking about, just go to YouTube and look up Steiner Math. And it's one of the most ridiculous things I have ever seen, but he's totally embraced it. And he laid it out pretty simply with the 100 men versus a gorilla thing. Recently on Facebook, he was saying, let's say you got 100 average men, no weapons, no training, just fear in their eyes and dad bods in their way. Then you got one full-grown silverback gorilla, 600 pounds of pure rage, muscle, and tree-ripping power. Now, here comes the math. Out of those 100 men, maybe 25% don't even show up once they see the gorilla. That's 25 cowards eliminated immediately. Then you got 33 1/3% of them trying to talk it out. They're done. Another 20% just stands there frozen, peeing their pants. Now you're left with about 21 guys panicked, half committed, and getting launched like lawn darts. But what if Big Papa Pump's in the mix? You just tipped the freaking scale. Now it's not 100 men versus one gorilla. It's one gorilla versus the genetic freak. And that spells disaster for that gorilla. Wrestling is better than the things we love. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. As unfortunate as it is, Narcan has helped save so many people's lives. And it's crucial that we make it available and readily available throughout Southwest Michigan, because this can come in huge. A lot of people have announced over the last few months that there's been some Narcan available. You can go pick it up. And it's one of those things where, you know, even if you have one, even if you just carry one on you and put it in your car or something, that can come in clutch. If you're coming up, you know, you're driving and you come to a stop and they see that someone is overdosed, having that readily available can be huge. And recently, Cass Family Clinic, which is an independent federally qualified health center, has been granted $13,000 to install three vending machines in three different cities. If you want to find out where the cities are, which cities have been hooked up with these vending machines, you can check out the 1077 RKR app. One of the doctors, the Cass Family Clinic pharmacy director, Kevin Klipowitz, he commented that he said, we've already had to restock the Narcan vending machine at our Niles location since being installed in April. So we know there's a definite need for safe and effective overdose reversal medication in Southwest Michigan. So great that we're getting these vending machines. Obviously, we're taking a look at the bigger picture here, which is, you know, this opioid crisis is not good, but it is crucial that we're getting these vending machines. The 1077 RKR app, you can find out what cities are going to be installing them and where you can find these bad boys. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's vinyl and 45 on the rocker. Born on this day in 1961 was Motorhead guitarist Phil Campbell, who, although he wasn't an original member, came in during the mid-80s and debuted on their seventh album, Orgasmatron. This album is pretty cool. It's actually the first time the band released an album with four musicians instead of their classic trio lineup. It also featured Michael Burstyn, which was the first time they had two guitarists. It's a pretty sweet album. I definitely suggest picking it up and giving it to spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. Somebody's screaming at the sky as dark. Sword and shield. Bone and steel. Rictus grin. Death forever to the battle's din. Death forever to the battle's din. 77 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frykhouse. It's a year to the day since the tornado swept through Portage and caused millions of dollars worth of damage. And on the 1077 RKR app, we actually shared a story about the Air Zoo talking about how they had lost, I guess, hundreds of historical items due to the tornado. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see exactly what it was that they lost. It was wild to find out that they actually had to move more than 80,000 items into storage because that I can't even consider the manpower with all the madness and the craziness going on last year, having to move all of that stuff, you know, because it's wild. You go to Portage, you can still see the effects of the tornado cleanup efforts still underway. There's still some areas that, you know, haven't really been touched since then. So hopefully things can start getting back and getting rebuilt or cleared out over there as well. But wild that the Air Zoo had to move 80,000 items, and they lost hundreds, and you can see what they lost on the 1077 RKR app. I think Mother Nature's being a lot kinder to us today with sunny skies and 76 degrees.
Out of the deepest corners and the darkest ends of this world, from the Michigan Dockman to Bigfoot, the Melonheads of Allegan County, and people from Ohio, this is Weird As Wednesdays.
A couple weeks ago, I got really lucky. Found $20 on the ground, but that's nothing compared to what you would have found on the ground if you were on a highway in Texas, because there was a recent spillage that took place that basically closed down a portion of southbound lanes on US 287 for about half a day as workers were cleaning up this massive spill that took place. Millions of coins spilled onto this Texas highway after a tractor trailer hauling $800,000 in dimes rolled over in an accident, and it destroyed the entire area with dimes. This place is flooded. Just looking at some of the pictures of this happening, they had to bring out these trucks with giant vacuums and just basically suck up all of the coins because they were all over the place. $80,000 in dimes. That is unreal. The driver and the passenger were transported to a hospital with injuries. They were not life-threatening, luckily. And the tractor trailer rolled on its side at around 5:30 in the morning last Tuesday after veering off the road and overcorrecting, apparently, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety. And it reopened at like 7 p.m. So they shut it down basically all day long. U.S. Mint says on its website that it's the nation's sole manufacturer of legal tender coins. And a message left with the agency on Thursday was not immediately returned. However, it is interesting to know that, like, if you go out there, you might be able to find some scrap. Probably not enough to make a road trip down there. But still, if you were in the area when this happened, man, that's got to be so stressful. Like, you could see me out there, like, just lifting my shirt up and just tossing dimes in there, paying my rent. That'd be rough. So Weird Ass Wednesday, sponsored by BC Pizza, off West Main in Kalamazoo. Definitely want to go over there and check out their pizza buffet. I want to remind you, they're open 7 days a week now. So they are back to 7 days a week. They've got a brand new pizza. If you know, you know, Rangoon Pie. It's so good. It's got cream cheese, imitation crab meat base, mozzarella, parmesan, garlic, green onion, crushed wontons, and sweet chili sauce drizzle. Super good. We had some last week. If you haven't tried it on the buffet today, you can always just ask them to make you something. They'll hook it up for you. Want to thank BC Pizza off West Main. They are our sponsor for Weird Ass Wednesday. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frykhouse. Sometimes I'm torn as to what Weird Ass Wednesday story I'm going to share. This was second place, apart from the dimes, but this is freaking hilarious. Apparently, in Ohio, officers from an Ohio police department, they just released additional information regarding an incident that led to the discovery of a raccoon with a meth pipe. Officers made a traffic stop 2 days ago at 7 p.m. The vehicle was allegedly registered to an owner with an active warrant and a suspended driver's license. They basically, you know, detained. The guy was detained during the stop. Wasn't only them in the car, though. Officer Branham returned to the vehicle and observed a raccoon named Chewy sitting in the driver's seat with a meth pipe in its mouth. They were encouraged to further inspect the vehicle. Obviously, following the discovery of the raccoon, they found methamphetamine, crack cocaine, 3 used glass meth pipes, and a raccoon. Like, what is a raccoon doing in your car? What's meth doing in your car, first off? But a raccoon just absolutely ratting you out big time. I mean, maybe they would have just gotten away. I don't know. They were going to search the car anyways, but the fact that the cop comes back and there's a raccoon with a meth pipe, I can only imagine how that went. The officer probably went back and said, there's a raccoon in your front seat with a meth pipe. Things are not going to end well for you.